That's Boney James and Groovus. It's the title of the song. Boney James and Rick Braun. As the album is Beat Street. Hey, welcome everyone to the Boomerang Radio Show right here on Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, circling the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh my God, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Of course, that's this host's opinion, okay? We just heard a sizzling conversation by our very own Ms. Penny with her show that comes on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock on the West and 1 Central. And now it's time for the Boomerang Radio Show. I see my co-host here, Ann Wooten Taylor. Hey, Ann. I can't hear you. Oh, your mic is muted, Ann.
I'm sorry. I was still on mute. Look, just in case. Yes. I don't want to mess up the music because you were really grooving just now. I was into the music.
Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you like that, you can listen to us 24 hours a day. Now, this is a variety station. We have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, interviews, and a lot more. I would have to say that about 80% of our programming consists of music. I just love music. We've done shows on music and sound and the positive effects that music and sound can have, and also the not so positive effects that music can also have. There are some countries and some practitioners, medical practitioners, that are using music in lieu of a lot of pain medication now, because it is proven to soothe, and.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is. Now, I know personally a good friend of mine, her, she has an aunt that has dementia. Mm. And she barely knows anyone or recognizes anyone. However, when she goes over, my friend, when she goes over and sing gospel music with her. Now, this lady that we're speaking of that has dementia, she was a gospel singer. Okay. And her niece is a gospel singer now. Mm-hmm. And so when she goes and sing gospel music, do you know that the lady with dementia remembers every word of the song?
Mm-hmm. They remember how to praise Jesus. They might forget everything and everybody else, but remember your Lord and Savior. that don't go away.
It doesn't go away. She remembers everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I did interview once on the Martha High show, High Times with Martha High. We had Prince's keyboardist on.
Oh, okay.
And he would go to his mom's house. His mom has dementia. And I was talking to him on air. And I asked the question. We got into music and sound and things of that nature and what it does, you know, to the human, to the brain. And he was telling me that his mom, she will, when he puts on gospel music or plays gospel music, it wakes up something in her. And she remembers things. And so, you know, I've heard stories and I've had people to tell me this. I've read about it. We've talked about it. We've researched it. And it's just absolutely amazing. But anyway,
there was an article out this week about food causing dementia.
Food?
Which doesn't surprise me at all. But there was an article that was out earlier sometime this week, and there's a belief now that perhaps the food is what's causing it. Mm. Do you think?
Oh,
really? We're just now getting to this point where we recognize that's the problem.
Yes. Haven't we talked about that also, how certain foods can cause an imbalance or cause some problems mentally? I thought we talked about that once.
Well, we did talk about mental health and food and those types of things. We, you know, we mentioned how there's a correlation between it. But yeah, it's, I was just thought it was interesting that they had a whole article about it, last week. Like, you're just now getting to this point where you recognize that, perhaps we're eating is causing a problem. Really?
yeah.
It's actually in a publication you might like, Barron's.
Barron's.
I know you've heard of one. Yeah. It's an article in Barron's. And it says, our food may be giving us Alzheimer's disease, new research says. And it's by Brett Ahrens, Market Watch, February 17th, 2023.
Wow.
Our Western diet of sugar, salt, refined carbs, and bad fats has been linked to higher risk of heart disease and diabetes, liver disease, strokes, and multiple types of cancer. It is the lead cause of an obesity epidemic that is killing an estimated 300,000 Americans a year, as well as costing the health system $173 billion. Now, a team of scientists argue it may be behind the Alzheimer's disease epidemic as well.
Wow.
Sugars and other high glycemic carbs, meaning carbs that cause a quick spike in blood sugar, salty foods, alcohol, processed meat, red meats, organ meats, shellfish, and beer are among the foods named in a new paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition and co-written by researchers from the Rocky Mountain VA Medical Center in Colorado, the University of Colorado, Boston University, the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Miami, and the National Institute of Cardiology in Mexico. The paper links Alzheimer's with excessive fructose, the sugar typically associated with fruits, but the paper's main focus isn't on fruit. These have a relatively low fructose content compared with processed foods and also neutralizing factors in fruits such as fiber and vitamin C. Instead, the real culprits are foods with added sugars that contain fructose and glucose, such as table sugar and high fructose corn syrup, along with foods that stimulate the body to produce its own fructose. That means high glycemic carbohydrates, alcohol, and salty foods. The reason? When we consume a lot of fructose or these foods, it tricks our bodies into thinking we are about to enter a famine, and not just an intermittent fast, but the kind of seasonal starvation that occurred in the middle Miocene, I butchered that word, admittedly, when humans were threatened with extinction, they argue. The foods flip a survival switch, causing a complex set of reactions by different parts of the body designed to make the human prepare for the famine above everything else. An orchestrated response to encourage food and water intake, reduce resting metabolism, stimulate fat and glycogen accumulation, and induce insulin resistance as a means to reduce metabolism and preserve glucose supply for the brain. Interesting.
Very.
You know, that's my wheelhouse. I love it.
No. And that's okay. I knew it's in your wheelhouse, and I'm glad you started with this. And when I first put it out on Facebook, I think, or on StreamYard, I was telling the audience that tonight we're going to talk about critical race theory, and we're also going to talk about Black history. And that's okay, because you know how our programs go. We will start one way and then we'll go, left or right. And it really doesn't matter, because I find these conversations very, very helpful. And everything you just named off, I'm thinking, wait a minute, hold it. Is there anything left to eat?
look, cause I know you. Yeah. You'll go eat that stuff and then call me.
Yeah.
Like I did something to get you sick. No, partner.
No, yeah. I give you credit. That time when you warned me to stay away from In-N-Out Burger and I ignored you, and I paid a price for it. And I have you to know, not only did I leave In-N-Out Burgers alone in California, I left California. So there's not. And that's a local franchise, so there's not a chance for me to get one out here on the East Coast anyway.
But you know, they have them in other places. sis. I've never seen one. I thought that it was a really strange way of saying fast food, but then come to find out that's a fast food change.
It is.
In and out. I was like, oh, I thought that was, because I heard somebody who was British had, you know, wanted an In and Out burger. I'm like, oh, that must be their way of saying fast food. But no.
It's an actual chain. That's exactly, the actual name, In and Out Burger. And you know, it was extremely successful. It is still a extremely successful chain in Southern California. I don't know about Northern California, but they have several restaurants in Southern California that I know about. And very successful. And they pay them a lot better than a McDonald's or a Burger King or wow, Hardy or anything else. They have 401ks and they make a pretty good, compared to the others, they make a pretty good wage there at In-N-Out Burger. Good. Yeah, it's an excellent, excellent burger, but good gracious, that one put me in the hospital. And so, so how good is it? You know what I mean? Oh, exactly. My goodness. Dr. Sims, how are you?
I was a little confused there for a minute, and I said, what's going on? Okay, I had to back out and get my head together. I am, sweetie. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, lady?
I'm good. I've been listening to William all morning long.
Oh,
well, thank you.
I listened to it, and it's quite extraordinary. I told my daughter about the gospel explosion. That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. And so you did good.
Well, thank you. I'm going to write this one down. Oh, God,
yeah,
Dr.
Sims. You earned a compliment.
Not even take a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. No, I said thank you.
You better let me be. I'm going to write this down. I know what you're going to do. You need to quit. Just say thank you and keep it moving.
Thank you, Dr. Sims.
Exactly.
What is all about. Now, she didn't mention to you that I did, I played one of her, her Thursday broadcast. I aired that again this morning as well, you know?
Awesome.
And it was.
I got a response from that, and I told my daughter about it because I asked her what time does she drive to church, because I figured about the time zone differences, because some people are in church or on their way to church. And so my brother from Texas, he said he's going to listen to it again, but he was in church at the time. Mm-hmm. But my daughter, she says, but she's on the road at 8:40. I said, well, you can just chime on in and listen to it on your way into Pasadena. But there's others, you know, we're getting a response. It was a good show broadcast, should I say, on Thursday. I laughed. I said, we are crazy.
I agree.
We don't have no sense, and none.
Oh, I agree.
Look, I believe that you are so making so much sense on your show compared to what William does here. I already know.
Okay.
Wait a minute, but then he always talking about, you know, I'm going to back out about coming to your show. First, you got to be invited first. Okay. He said that twice. He said it twice, and he's throwing hints. And talking about,
I am withdrawing my,
2 weeks ago, he said, I don't know if I should come on there because y'all talking about me. I said, we're not trying to have you for dinner. Okay. Right. We'll disclose some things. Uh-huh. And if it finds you there, you don't want to say, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen, don't even come in there.
And you start it. You start at the beginning, so you the appetizer, then you come back at the end for the dessert.
But he starts stuff before we go into our actual show.
What did you start to say? I start, okay.
Stuff.
Uh-huh,
I said what I said. Put words in my mouth. That's you, William. Stop.
I heard you. She said stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, uh-huh. Stuff.
See,
everybody, my mind is not even in that.
Where is Dr. and Danny? Well, guess what? They're useless anyway when it comes to my back.
Wrong for you to say that.
I said when it comes
coming,
to.
Are they coming on today?
I don't know. I said when it comes to having my back. That's what I said.
I agree. They're not going to get in that. They're going to leave you out there all by
Danny
yourself.
Danny just sit back and shake his head because you're sorry.
And what does Dr. Demery do?
He starts singing church songs.
Wave his hands in the air. And I said, okay, all right, okay.
Yes,
I said, let me call this wimp after the broadcast.
in that wheelchair, Reverend Demery gets you. Now, come on
well,
now.
He said, don't let that wheelchair fit. Now,
well, he's not going to roll 2,500 miles, so I ain't worried about it.
And you ain't gonna go within reach of him either.
Well, I'm not stupid either. That man is over 300 pounds.
He is not even here to defend himself. When he get on, I'm snitching.
I know. You know what? That doesn't surprise me. As a matter of fact, I expect that from you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everybody froze up on me.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I can hear. We can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That happened to me too on Thursday. Yeah. Yeah. That happened to me on Thursday too. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah. On Thursday they. Oh my God. They just cut up, and now she's added a Pastor David, along with Victoria.
Oh, he about as crazy as I am.
All three of you.
We talk about altered personalities in our flesh. My flesh is named Seeley.
And his
is named Pookie. His name is Pookie.
Oh, Lord.
And then Miss Moody is named Victoria. She said, Vicky. She said, don't mess with Vicky. Oh. Don't mess with Seeley.
Seeley, oh, my God.
Seeley ain't delivered yet.
God. Look at
that. Old man's trying to resurrect.
You know, I'm.
No. David said, Pookie wants to resurrect. He said he don't have no problem with rising up again.
Okay? I'm just waiting on let's see, Little Doobie, you know, and Nuck Nuck.
Oh my God.
Oh no, with the chuck in the pocket. She broke that down. Cat in the hat. Got my little chuck in my pocket. Chuck is in our pocketbooks and wallets. You better talk.
See? Okay. Folks, this
and is then she said something about, we're not talking about the Underground Railroad. We're going to talk about the railroad on the top. I said, girl, if you don't break that thing down.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
It was really good.
Yeah, they are definitely out of control. They are definitely out of control. Yep.
I had never thought about that. Giving your sample side a name.
Honey,
Seeley is a mess.
I believe that too. Seeley, huh? Boy,
God has cleaned up the saint part of me. Horrible.
That's a good thing because you're dangerous. Okay. Anyway, back. You know, this is what happened. I thought. Well, we might get into it in the second half of the show, but okay. We started off and how do we get on different types of food and how food would cause dementia and things? Oh, we started off with sound and music and how music wakes up, the spirit in a lot of dementia patients. They respond to it. You know, even our very own Dr. Demery, he talked about when he takes his upright bass guitar into like some of these seniors, centers and places of that nature, and people have, and they're wrestling with some complications, you know, with mentally, and how that really helps soothe them. And it depends on how he tunes his bass guitar. You know, sound has a purpose. It has a healing effect. It can have a healing effect, and also can have a negative effect.
Right.
You know, and you remember certain movies that you listen to. Now, if there's a gangster movie, you're not going to hear Frank Sinatra. Okay.
No.
Or you're not going to hear.
Yeah. You did it my way. He was friends with a lot of gangsters.
Well, that is true.
Now, they were in good with the mob, so.
That part is true. Okay, yeah. But in modern day.
Oh my goodness.
Modern day, they're not riding with.
Right.
And wait a minute, and Bonnie and Clyde's taking up the offering in the church. Okay, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
You know, one thing I love about it, Dr. Sims and
what's
it? Call the devil out, even if he is behind the pulpit.
You better say it, because I'm the whistleblower.
that's right, and you know, it's nothing more offensive to me. Now, everybody know I'm not a saint, and don't pretend to be. And you know, okay, we already know that. Let's put that. Okay, and I didn't ask for a comment behind that.
Must be reminded.
But let's you did. That's what I'm here for. It's a talk show.
And you have no problem with that, do you?
You must have two names, because the flesh got a name and then William got a name. Which flesh name?
I ain't telling you.
I can work on it.
I'll fix one for you. I bet you would.
No.
You don't need to say it on air either. can we get to the show? Okay. On a serious note, will both of you calm down a little bit? Okay.
We're calm. You know you like this, all this action.
I love it. Playing. I'm doing my job. Anyway.
Yes.
We were going to talk about critical race theory. We're going to talk about Black history and some other things, right. But we got off into music. Then we got into food, and Aaron reminded me of something, and we kind of, Aaron, you and, Dr. Demery and I, we did, a two-part series on HMOs and how food is being altered and manipulated and things of that nature.
That's insurance. GMO is
okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was stuck there. There's something new.
GMOs. Okay. Help me out. Okay. That's cool. Okay. No, GMOs. Okay.
Wow. HMOs. Okay, everybody out there on Radio Land, please.
I know what an HMO is. Okay. It was a slip of the tongue. All right. All right. Anyway, okay. GMO. Look good, Lord. You know what? I've got my resident fact checker there. Miss Ann. resident fact checker. Oh, she loves to do it too. She loves correcting me, and I don't care.
Part about it is my oldest son has that trait, and so he likes to correct me when I do a typo or something. In the middle of a class, eating as an active worship ministry, health and fitness class for kids. Mom, this, I'm like, you could have told me that afterwards.
Yeah.
Three out to the side. So yes, William, I know I do it, and I passed the gene on to the next generation. Okay,
you sure did. But you know what? No, but I'm glad you did, because see, I don't want you to let that pass, and the audience says, good Lord, what in the, that is okay. I don't have a problem with it. No, but we talked about genetically modified. Is that organisms?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
And if it's modified and it's not, and it goes out the natural order of things, Dr. Simpson, I'm going to pass this back to Ann. If it's out of the natural order, because, okay, a tomato, potato, whatever we're growing in the ground, God made those seeds. And if we change those seeds around, then they are not natural anymore, are they? That's what we mean by modification.
No, and the cause and effect is to do what is happening tonight, right now, because they're growing things at such a rapid rate. I told you, plant a seed of tomato today and have a tomato tomorrow. You'll have everything right on your table. But the thing is this, I'm noticing as well, and it's like, even when you purchase lettuce or anything like that of nature, it has a rapid decay factor. It does not last as long as it did years ago before they start tampering with all this genetically modified, because they're trying to keep up with society, its growth. So guess what? There's an overabundance of tainting the earth. And I'm telling you, this stuff is not normal what they're doing. I don't care what they say. It is not normal when you have a chick, an egg, and then a chicken the next 2 days, and then a whole chicken by the end of the week, okay, ready to fry up. I'm just saying, it's not normal. We're putting this stuff in our body, so we're becoming genetically modified.
Whoa.
Because it is affecting our cells, and people don't want to look at it like that, folks.
But it's true.
That's why I told my daughter, I said, I pray for anything connecting to my organs, my blood cells, my kidneys, my liver, my mind, because it's altering things on the inside. You can't help but it to alter.
Exactly.
It's being tainted in our water, everything.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, because I believe in the Lord, when I was praying the generic prayer, The Lord sat me down and says, no, because of the dispensation that we're in, and I hear him well, okay?
Mm-hmm. No,
and people laugh at me because I'm like, no, 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 because it's going to my blood cells. I don't want to get caught in my liver, my intestines, any of that, okay?
Amen,
and so,
amen.
Guess what? The blood of Jesus still works, all right?
Amen, amen.
Hello?
Yes, it does. But you have to be careful, because people don't recognize what they're putting inside their bodies. A lot of those things that you're ingesting have either a lot of additives in it, you know, a lot of sugar, a lot of fat, a lot of salt, and a lot of them have been genetically modified. I think the last time I read, about half of the crops in America were now, genetically modified crops. And that's that's a whole lot. And it's not even just your food. They genetically modify stuff like cotton, as well as the food that you eat. So now, you know, when I'm purchasing clothes, I look for organic cotton. Even when I'm, you know, making a purchase, because you just, you never know what it is that you're getting. And a lot of the clothes that you wear are, even if it's, you know, you're thinking that you got cotton, but what you're really wearing is plastic, because they learned how to use plastic to make it look like clothing. And so some people can't tell the difference between, you know, something that's, made from plastic and silk, or, you know, some other type of fabric, because it's water resistant, it's fire resistant, it's, is wrinkle resistant. All of that sounds really, really good, but it's bad for the environment, and it's not that great for you either, because those plastics, the process that they go through, they end up putting a lot of PFAS in it. And those things are contaminating people's bloodstreams.
What's PFAS? What is that?
PFAS. We talked about that before. I read the article. We had a guest on with us. I can't remember her name. But she said she was going to go look it up. Basically, it's an additive that they put in plastics. One of them that you are probably familiar with, you probably heard of BPA, because there was a big push a few years back to get rid of BPA, since it was one of the additives in plastic bottles for babies. And they were finding out it was, you know, causing developmental delays and other types of issues in babies. But there are so many different types of PFAS chemicals that they just moved on to the next one down the list. Now we've got BPS, which is a cousin of BPA. So you've got a bunch of different ones, and they all pretty much need to be done away with, but they're everywhere. They're in the air, they're in the water, they're in your clothes, they're in your food packaging, which leaks into your food and gets inside your system. As a matter of fact, they've even found them on Mount Everest, because people have been hiking up Mount Everest so much and taking their trash. And especially if they die, guess what? The trash stays there with them that they brought. And not only is it in the people, and in the soil, but it's contaminating the animals too, because the animals are eating a lot of what we're eating. So it's no wonder, that people are getting sick, because we're putting stuff in our bodies that are called forever chemicals, meaning your body cannot break those down as easily. And so they stay in your body a whole lot longer and wreak havoc.
You know,
can I jump in here?
Yeah, go on, please.
She was a police officer. And you know, the sliced cheese that we buy for the sandwiches, right? I'm paying attention and everything. She took a match. She got the plastic off of it. She took a match and put it under the cheese, and it burnt like plastic. Not like cheese, okay? Yes. And then too, let me tell you, and folks, we better wake up, because there was a lady, we got to take care, because there's some rice that I cooked, and I said, this thing smells, it smells weird. We have some from our foreign country sending us plastic rice, y'all. Y'all better wake up. This is real talk.
Are you serious?
And I'm not just saying it to be funny or anything like that. Even eggs, to make it look like they are genuine. I'm telling you, them over there in that continent, they know what they're doing. And my thing is, why are we, well, I don't want to get into, because I open up a can of worms, but I'm just saying that we need to really be careful what we ingest. Now, how do we decipher? How do we because everything nowadays, and I'm feeling that mm-hmm. most of our foods, like I said, the Super Grow, you know, the Miracle Grow, mm-hmm. all of this foolishness, the earth is tainted because mm-hmm. they're burying chemicals and things mm-hmm. like that. Either mm-hmm. they're putting them in the ocean or they're putting them in the ground and they're leakages and things like that. So mm-hmm. what do we do? I mean, we're in a dilemma. We're at the mercies of their hands.
And that's what I tell people all the time, especially people who take the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries health and fitness course. Your health is basically being held hostage. Mm. And the question is, how much are you willing to pay in order to take care of yourself? For instance, I don't drink tap water. I know people like to talk about what happened in Flint, Michigan, what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and places like that. But there was a study not too long ago that found that tap water pretty much all over the United States has PFAS in it.
Wow.
So you're drinking it. And for instance, this is the EPA's website, okay? United States Environmental Protection Agency. And it's a very short article that they updated in April of 2022. And it says, EPA is committed to providing meaningful, understandable, and actionable information on per- and polyfluoroalkali substances known as PFAS to the American public. Information provided here is intended to explain some of the important background information needed to understand the details of specific actions EPA takes to address PFAS and other emerging events related to PFAS. It covers the following topics: our current understanding of the human health and environmental risk of PFAS, increasing our understanding of the health risk from PFAS and how to address them, and meaningful and academic action steps that can be taken to reduce the risk. So what EPA has learned so far is PFAS is widely used, long-lasting chemicals, components of which break down very slowly over time. Because of their widespread use and their persistence in the environment, many PFAS are found in the blood of people and animals all over the world and are present at low levels in a variety of food products and in the environment. PFAS are found in water, air, fish, and soil at locations across the nation and the globe. Scientific studies have shown that exposure to some PFAS in the environment may be linked to harmful health effects in humans and animals. There are thousands of PFAS chemicals, and they are found in many different consumer, commercial, and industrial products. This makes it challenging to study and assess the potential harm, potential human health and environmental risk. And that's just, it's a real short article. It's got another thing about what they don't fully understand. Basically, it says EPA's researchers and partners across the country are working hard to answer critical questions about PFAS, including how to better and more efficiently detect and measure PFAS in our air, water, soil, fish, and wildlife, how much people are exposed to PFAS, how harmful PFAS are to people and the environment, how to remove PFAS from drinking water, how to manage and dispose of PFAS. So again, I don't drink tap water. We buy mm-hmm. vapor distilled water, and in our house we need at least 1 gallon things of vapor distilled water every week.
Wow.
And that's if it's not a holiday, because if it's a holiday, I cook with it too. Okay. I don't add tap water to my food, at all. If I can help it. And the reason I use vapor distilled water is because what most people don't know is that the bottled water you get is just tap water most of the time.
You so can not smell it, Ann. You yeah, can smell yeah. it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing special about
yeah,
it.
You can smell it.
Okay.
And even when they say purified water, a lot of the time it's not that much better than, you know, what you're doing with your own purifier. You need
the one that gets me is this purified water with minerals added. I'm like, okay, what minerals
are
you adding?
What are you adding?
Well, that's the thing. If you give vapor distilled water, they are going to add minerals to it to make it taste okay. better. Because if they don't, you won't want to drink it. Human beings are not used to drinking just pure H2O because water is out in the environment. And so it rolls over soil and rocks and all kinds of other things. So you pick up minerals.
Their taste.
Right. And it gives it a certain taste depending on where you are. Mm-hmm. So if you get plain distilled water and none of that is in it, it's real hard to get that because your palate just isn't used to that. So they'll put stuff in it like potassium and magnesium. It's stuff that's good for you, stuff that your body needs. So because AJ and Alex were like, I don't know if I'm going to like this bottle of water, but they were like, oh, it tastes just like the other stuff. Yeah, it does. So we buy bottled water that's vapor distilled as well as the gallon jugs that are vapor distilled. And you can purify the water in your home with, you know, a special purifier, but it's going to be a bit pricey. So you need to be careful about, you know, what you get and make sure that it can read out the PFAS. Don't just get any type of purifier. Make sure it specifically says that it will purify the water from PFAS. Now, vapor distilled water is different because what they do is boil the water, capture the steam, and then that's how the water is distilled. That's how they weed out most of the impurities. There are only a few things that can't survive the vapor distilling process.
Right.
So That's why I purchased that for my own family.
I don't think, you know, I bought distilled water before, but vapor distilled water, thank you for that education because I had never heard of that before. And it does make a lot of sense. Something else I want to get to. I think a couple of years ago, were you growing your own vegetables? Did you have you tried it.
My grandparents
I love it.
My grandparents, they were farmers. That gene kind of skipped me. If you give me something green, it's going to die. So my husband knows to buy me roses or something like that because we got the expectation that this thing is going to die and nobody's upset about that.
That's funny.
But if you give me anything else, any kind of plant, I don't care what the instructions are, I don't care how simple it is, it's dead. I grew one little hard turnip. And I mean, we did some work.
You said what?
Yes. The boys were excited because my husband's mother, she has a garden and she knows me and she was like, you gonna do what? She said, okay, you just plant some zucchini and squash. Don't do nothing else.
Don't do it alone. Let the earth do it.
That's simple. Oh,
that's too funny.
Zucchini and squash didn't even grow.
Wait a minute. Lisa said, don't feel bad, and I could kill a plastic plant. Oh, bad child. Girl, I feel for you.
Oh, that's too funny.
I'm so with you, Lisa.
Oh,
but you know what? Homegrown vegetables. I was raised part of my life on a farm.
Me too.
Even to breeding chickens and things like that. And we had fresh meat, as far as fresh cow, pig. We had all of that was stored in certain storages, and we didn't have. Well, of course, back in the day, even in the markets during that time, the food was more purified than it is now, should I say. But even I have my son's father-in-law gave me some turnip greens, and they looked like they were wilted and dead. And I says, oh my goodness, I'll put them in the sink and I'll clean them because I don't want to waste anything. How come I walked away 10 minutes, my whole sink was just full of life?
Right, because they soak up the water.
They were gorgeous, and they were turnip greens, and I cooked them, and I love vegetables, but what I was alluding to is that on the farm, and when you breed your own, and when you grow your own, there is just a different taste altogether.
It is.
Even with the meat, it is just, to me, it's just, it's more refreshing as far as I'm fresh meat. But here's one of the things, I pay attention to how the Chinese clean their food. They clean it and they sit it in vinegar water to drain the blood from the meat. And the reason why is because they know the meat is tainted with all the chemicals. So even with their fish, everything, They put it in for maybe about 5 minutes or so, mm-hmm. and it literally drains that old dead blood that's in their meat, and their meat is fresh. I tried it myself, and it is facts. It was so fresh, and mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, it almost made me sick because I'm accustomed to the meat that I talk back at you, okay?
I'm on a roll today, okay? I'm on a roll, okay?
Yes, you are. Because if my meat say anything, I'm going to leave the meat and the plate and everything else. I'm hot-telling it out of there.
Mine's going into the garbage can. Oh, absolutely. Or I'm gonna beat it. I'm gonna beat it with a hammer or something.
Wait a minute. I'm tuning to because of the old blood that's still in the veins.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Unbeknownst
okay.
to us. No, it better not talk back. I mean, I'm
saying, if it moves,
no, because if it come back, I'll never eat meat again. Okay, if that happens. But the thing is that I'm learning from other cultures. And you know, over in the Chinese area and some of the places that they live are despicable. And they have to make do with what's due. Right. And I'm looking at how they cook their food and things like that and what they add to it. And so I'm picking up some of the tips mm-hmm. That they're adding to their food because my thing is this, how, somebody asked this question, how are you going to have somebody who is from another country fried chicken better than me, and I'm supposed to be a chicken fryer, okay?
I know, right?
But I'm just saying, their food is so fresh mm-hmm. that you can't taste the lingering taste of the blood which is tainted. Does that make sense?
Well, what goes on is what people don't realize is that we do to the animals what we do to ourselves. One of my best friends, her husband is a farmer, and you know, he's like, people ask, you know, are your cows organically grown? And he's like, he don't want to tell them that they're organically grown because that's a whole process. I mean, to get that organic seal, from the USDA, you got to go through a whole lot, in order to have your farm classified as an organic farm. But what we do is we feed the, animals, the water that we're drinking, so that's they're getting PFAS from that. Then you're giving them certain feed. There was a story done on these farmers who had to basically lose everything that they had because they used some feed products that were approved for them to use, and then later found out it was contaminated. So they tested the animals. The animals had high levels of PFAS, the farmer and his wife had it, the soil, everything was contaminated. So they couldn't sell any of the stuff, legally anymore because of the contamination that was found at that particular farm. But come to find out, it's like that pretty much everywhere. You've got it in animals, you've got it in people, you've got it in the very air that we are breathing. So it's, it's widespread contamination, and the problem is it's very difficult to break down in the earth and to break down in our bodies. So it lingers, and it's causing, you know, problems for people. It's causing problems for the environment. It's causing problems for the animals. It's just a huge problem. So what I would suggest people do to cut down on their PFAS exposure, and I'm not saying you do this all at once. I've done it little by little. Like I said, we changed our water. We changed what we cook with. I don't have any nonstick pots and pans or baking things in my house. I think I maybe have maybe two left because Andre makes cake donuts with them, and I gotta throw those away too. But it's been a slow change getting. So we only use stainless steel. We use aluminum. We use that type of stuff. And now we use, what you call the other stuff? Cast iron, those kinds of things for cooking and baking. Then get organically grown food. And just be really careful about it because they have to grow their food in a totally different way that's better for the environment. They use natural seeds and not genetically modified seeds. So what's a genetically modified seed? Well, basically, it's going to be altered in some kind of way so that what you're getting isn't the same as what God gave us.
Right.
So, for instance, on the World Health Organization's website, there was an article that explained that one type of genetic alteration is to build in the insecticide into the seed. So as the seed grows, it's still coated with insecticide, and it's a neurotoxin that's supposedly only going to affect the insects that come to eat.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay.
But it's safe for humans. I'm like, neurotoxin that makes the bugs not even know where they are and not be able to fly properly. No, thank you.
Right.
I'm not doing it. And so, you know, the other people argue, well, they still use pesticides or whatever when they're organically growing. They have to use a lot more safe chemicals that are a lot more safe. I'm not saying that they're perfect, but they are a whole lot better for you than eating something that's genetically modified.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion, and that's what I do. I buy organic, especially frozen organic, because it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to not to use plastic containers, because if they get damaged in any way, then the PFAS leaks out of the plastic and into your food.
Right.
So we've slowly moved to glass containers, which, you know, everybody was moving away from that and getting these nice little plastic containers. And we still have some, but we have a lot more glass containers that I use. I use ceramic to cook and store food too. So those are just things you can start to do. And I'm not telling you to do it all at once, because it can be expensive. The stuff
got a question for you, Ann.
Costs money. Yeah.
Got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You know, they have, I'm glad you brought this up, and you're bringing a lot of things to my attention, and hopefully to the audience as well, that I had no idea. So the nonstick pans, what I'm hearing, that's not a good deal. It's convenient. They clean easy, but
they cause cancer and they have PFAS.
Wow.
Oh, well, I got to throw all by the way.
I just got some too. I got to throw those away as well. See, now that's why I'm glad we're right here. Okay. Mm-hmm. On this show, because these are things that can help, not only us, but future generations. And everything that's quick and easy and convenient is not necessarily good for you. I've got another question for both of you ladies, and especially Ann. So these plastic containers or dishes that says microwave safe, not true. Is that right?
You can put them in the microwave. There is, you won't fall and hurt yourself putting them in there, if that's what they mean by safe. But if you've got something that's too hot, say for instance, that can cause what they call leaching. If it's got, like we had a lot of stuff that's all scratched up, you know how this one gets old, but it's not
right.
It's a whole
absolutely.
You want to keep using right. it. Well, it's leaching stuff into your food. And so I don't microwave with anything that's plastic. I would say if you must, you know, microwave with something, like I use paper bowls rather and paper plates. But you still have to be careful with those, because sometimes they put this particular coating on it to keep it from soaking up, the oil, and you know how you get those oil spots.
Right.
Well, that's a type of PFAS that they use on that. So you have to be really careful, making sure that number one, it's recyclable, and number two, that it doesn't contain any type of PFAS on it, that could leach into, you know, your food and thereby your body. Another thing that people don't realize, because this is really convenient, how many of us like those bags of popcorn that you put in the microwave?
Oh boy.
I stopped using it when you said the last time it was in our
Loaded with PFAS.
Loaded. Yeah.
We did, as a matter of fact, that was another one of those things. It's been a slow process over the years of changing everything over. But they have these silicone popcorn bowls, and they're collapsible, But anyway, you can make popcorn kind of like we used to in the old days when they put it on mm-hmm. a stove, but instead it goes in the microwave and you got your own little bowl and it's, mm. you know, it's quick and easy, but silicone is much better. So we use mm. silicone utensils, for, you know, cooking as well as wood utensils, you know, for cooking. And then you can even get silicone bowls and whatnot, for putting things in the microwave or.
Well, I have a question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have a question because here's the deal now. You know, things are getting sky high in the mm-hmm. stores with all this stuff we got to deal with as far as our bodies and ingesting what mm-hmm. they've affected our food with. So my thing is, and it's going to be comical in just a minute. when you're talking, I know you.
I know. I'm already laughing. I ain't heard yet. Go okay, ahead and ask.
Okay. I'll be serious for a minute.
Now you're talking about the eggs, okay? And they're saying now that they're not caged eggs. They're not bred in the cage. However, we're talking about, did you hear that part, Ann?
The cage
we're talking
free
about,
eggs.
Okay, yeah, caged eggs. And they're talking about, they're not, wait. Hey, let me finish. I got
okay.
You don't mess up my handle here. Anyway, And so now they're so expensive because they're not caged. Well, my thing is with us talking about all of this, what we have in the food, just in the food. Now we have some people and these eggs are high now. Okay. And I had a brother that said, because they're supposed to be pure. And he said, well, I want the eggs that that's a felon and that got and give me the ones that's in the cage.
Right.
Give me the ones that's in the cage that got a history of crime. Okay, I'll eat those eggs. Okay.
Well, and I understand where he's coming from, but the truth of the matter is, they've been keeping something on the down low for the last few years.
Uh-huh.
Part of the reason why, and a big part of the reason why eggs are so expensive is because at practically the same time the coronavirus pandemic started, a very bad flu virus has taken hold in the bird population.
That's right.
So many birds have died that it is... it's astounding. And we're talking about worldwide, that birds are just literally falling out of the sky while they're trying to fly away. And so it's every time the virus, because it's so virulent, when it's discovered on a chicken farm, they kill every chicken. They cull the whole thing. So you got fewer chickens, but you still have a high demand for eggs. So that is what has been driving up the price of eggs because it's been going on since about 2021 that we've had.
Well, give them one of them COVID shots that they're trying to give us, about 14 of them.
But that's different.
I'm just talking now because it's real. Mm-hmm. You got dogs now, I heard on the news, got influenza, upper respiratory issues and things like that. They're running out of amoxicillin and the things that to combat that. And so the high demand when it comes to our illnesses, but in the essence of what I'm hearing is that a lot of this is being caused at the hands of humans being messing with God's stuff. And so now it's out of hand. It is totally out of hand. And in the Word of God, and I have to reflect to the Word of God, we were supposed to give the earth a chance to breathe and rest.
Every 7 years, but you're supposed to let the earth rest.
Yes. And then you're supposed to gather up the goods and put it in the storehouse and things like that and save for the reserve for that time. But because of greed, I'm telling you, I'm just greed that people will not honor what God has said. And once we honor, there was a place in Chowchilla, I believe it was. And this was years ago when God blessed the land. You talking about fruit and stuff, thick as in my PC. They were huge. They were gorgeous. But they gave the land a chance to rest. Okay? God always says, there's a word of God that says, there's a time and season for everything.
Amen.
A time to
cry,
a time to die, all of that. But I believe that if we would get back to that, but see, the thing is this, is that they have created so many chemicals trying to be inventive. that it has gotten out of hand. We got some freaks of the week coming out of the ocean. I'm
telling you. She said freaks of the week.
Freaks of the week coming out of the ocean. They got lips like mine and eyelashes and stuff and grinning.
Like, but I see those pictures. I'm like, what is that thing?
Wait a minute. Who's gonna eat that? Okay.
Ooh, yes,
you got fishes that walking on land.
Right, okay?
And stuff like that. And folks, I'm telling you folks, this is no joke here.
Right, this
is real. We need to pay attention to what's going on. And you got these things coming up out of the oceans. You got them, birds are flying looking weird too. All kinds of stuff is because it's genetically modified. It's altering the dynamics of each individual animal as what it's supposed to be. They're crossbreeding, doing all kind of stupid stuff that they're doing. You know, what do you say about that, Ann?
Well, you know, a lot of what you just said, like for instance, the dogs getting the flu.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem, with the bird flu. They've been talking about it a lot more because they are concerned because the flu has gone from not just the birds, but it's spilled over into mammals, a lot of different mammals, including mammals like minks who have a similar, respiratory system to human beings. So they're very concerned about its ability to mutate and change and be shared, you know, between other species and of course, mostly they're concerned about it being spread to humans at some point. Another thing that makes eggs so expensive is if you are getting them or cage free, because a lot of the way that we farm has changed. You got instead of like my great grandmother, she had chickens in the backyard and I was scared of them because they would peck me. And she was like, if you would be scared of them, they won't peck you. But I hate the chickens. But they don't raise chickens like that. This
not
is
like
a
they used to.
Multi-million dollar, you know, industry. So they've got chickens just literally in these big factory-like places just in cages, and all they do all day long, they don't get sunshine, they don't get fresh air. Their whole lives are in this factory in these cages. And then they're feeding them, you know, not necessarily what the chickens would get if they were out in the yard, like finding a fresh worm every now and then.
Yeah, right. But are there any fresh worms left? That's all
exactly,
I got to say.
Exactly. Okay. They're feeding the animals, what it is they
organic
want them to have.
Stuff.
Well, it's gotten to the point where we've pretty much gotten the industry to get away from having, you know, hormones and whatnot added. A lot of them like to put hormone free on there, but they used to give them hormones. They used to give them antibiotics all the time, which is why the antibiotic resistant strains of diseases have cropped up because people were given not just antibiotics to human beings who were just a little sick or maybe didn't need it, but they were putting it in the animal feed without the animals having any type of issues at all. So, you've got a whole lot that's been going on systemically that drives up the prices of things. And then these freaks of the week, as you put it, I'm like, I'm just kind of wondering, is this some God made or is this?
You know, that's not God made. That's Satan. No, that's not God made because we all have a purpose and he made us the way he made us. Mm-hmm. These things are freaks. I'm telling and I'm using that word lightly, folks, because the stuff that I've seen, and I mean, who is going to eat that? Looking like that, looking back at you, grinning, talking about, you know what, I hope they don't start talking because they are breeding and they're throwing, and I have to say this, human organs in the river, in the ocean, they're, that's tainted with all of this stuff. They're doing this cloning. They're messing in God's business. Call a spade a spade. They are messing in God's business. So what they're messing and trying to be God's, they are messing up what God has already provided for us.
Amen.
And everything that he created has a purpose. And my question too, and I'm going to make you laugh again. Hello. Okay. Now, how come we got roaches that are so resilient?
don't know about no roaches. I can't explain that to you.
They are resilient, okay? They
You mean Raid won't kill them?
Oh, they'll die.
And you got some that fly now, okay?
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Looking like birds.
Yes.
Okay, I'm saying, and I question all of this because I'm being conscious of what's going on. And I know it sounds like a jokey joke or make people laugh, but this atmosphere, this world is